You know, what he discovered and what Keller had admitted to, you know, I was shocked. I mean, that's pretty bold, you know, to say the least, to admit that out to the public. It got me thinking at first, you know, about, you know, should I file a complaint? What should I do? Because, you know, like I said before, Rich, like, I mean, my purpose for running for this, you know, election was to empower the student body to get involved along with SGA and actually want to try and, you know, get involved and pick leaders that are competent enough to fulfill the positions of their, that the student body elects them to. And so, you know, after a long, you know, time thinking about this, I did file a complaint today. I'm not sure, you know, right now, I guess the election board is, you know, looking into it, haven't, you know, not too sure yet, but that's kind of where I'm at right now.
So you filed a complaint, and what do you feel should happen?
You know, I mean, he went against the guidelines. In Article 6, Section 1, you know, it states that any failure to turn in any financial disclosure form or a statement, you know, regarding your payment, you shall be disqualified.
And so you feel that's what should happen?
Honestly, it's not what I think. It's what's implicitly stated inside the document of the elections manual. So, I mean, it's going against exactly what they say. So, I mean, justice would have it that, you know, he would get disqualified. But then again, you know, election board, it's up to them. That's what they say in plain, bold letters, exactly what should happen.
Did the election board returned anything to you? Did they acknowledge that they received your complaint? Have you heard anything from them?
They did. They have received it.
And they told you as such?